Bill, he had had a partner, Johnny Frasca, and so he and Johnny Frasca and his wife lived there, and Bill and Alice lived there. Then we had a friend who had a little house down the way, Esther Zimmerman. She had some land there, and although she didn't actively mine it, she would let it out to miners on shares. But that was a very active mining place. We have some very fond memories of going berry picking and watching the mining operations at Eagle Creek.
What kind of operations were they?
Well, did you know they run the rocks through the water, or the water through the rocks, and collect the gold. Mm-hmm. And they cleanup day, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Alice was a real character. She was just great.
Were they hydraulic operations or?
Well, yeah, they used a little creek there. They never heard of settling ponds or things like that.
Like they use today.
And I remember that the day that Alice found a gold nugget about as big as your thumb, and it wasn't in the sluice box. It had veered off, and it was right on in the dirt beside the sluice box. That nugget is, as well as many other of their larger nuggets, can be seen up at the University of Alaska Museum today. She, after Bill died, and she and her daughter, Jill, presented to the University of Alaska Museum a very wonderful collection of eagle nuggets. Today, in today's value, they would be terrific.